Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly, I want to ask you for some fashion advice before Jenna comes back from L.A. I want to see what you think of this. I want to try what people are doing with their eyebrows called eyebrow slits.
What?
Where they you shave one or two lines in your eyebrows.
That's been going on for some time now.
But now it's like super, it's super back.
It is.
And I really, 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 really want to try it.
You are a father.
You know, yeah.
There are certain things you do after you become a parent that you just look foolish.
You're a dude. You, like Kelly said, you're the father of two.
Yeah.
Granted, you do have one of those glider things, a hoverboard.
Yeah,
you have a skateboard in the back of your car.
Mark Cuban is going to sue you if you ride it again,
by the way. He can't sue me. I bought one. It's not like I bought it.
You have to give it back.
He's got to sue whoever. But I didn't steal his idea.
So your thought is to go ahead and shave some slits in your eyebrow.
Yeah, I just don't know if I should go with the one slit or the two slit.
I think it looks ridiculous. But you just ask my opinion, and you do what you want.
Rappers have it.
What does your wife think?
I haven't told her yet.
Okay. Are you wearing leather pants at any point in your life?
I could.
No.
No,
you can't do that. Unless you're on stage, right, Kelly?
On stage, you're gay.
You dudes can't do it.
I'm going to do it.
Have you ever seen Nick Jonas look more uncomfortable than he did in those ridiculous leather pants and that leather jacket last night? I was sweating for him.
For Nick?
He looks so. I love his new song, though, that Level song.
Yeah.
Loved it.
His performance was good, the pre-show. And
I don't get what Kelly Osbourne had to do with that performance. That was
I don't either.
Odd. That was random and odd.
Out of all the women there, you're gonna sit. She's going to be up on your stage. I didn't get that.
Weird,
at all.
I know.
It was very odd, but I mean, he just looked uncomfortable to me in his pants.
That's how I'll probably look if I get slits in my eyebrows.
Yeah, I'm thinking you will, too.
So Kelly says no.
I mean, that's just my opinion, though.
Okay.
You know, Jenna is the fashionista on the show. Ask her what she thinks.
We'll ask her.
Talk to her.
Yeah.
Less than an hour from now, I believe.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes, I believe. Get a design of some sort, a word maybe, carved into the side of your head, your hair.
Now that I got the buzz thing going on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Kelly Osbourne has think or creator. I don't know what she, I don't remember
that's
what she said.
That's a tattoo or something.
She has a tattoo in the side of her head.
That's full on committed right there.
Which you can only see when you buzz your head.
I would probably do like two lines, like the old school.
Yeah.
Oh, I could get slits in my hair and on my eyebrows. I'll be all slitted up. So we got this.
Ridiculous.
It's sad watching
a man have to come to terms with the fact that he's getting older. It's sad.
What are you talking about?
Because there's certain things
you can change.
You're,
I'm me.
Yeah, but there's a certain point when you realize, oh, I look foolish if I do that, but I still want to do it.
Right.
But I can't anymore because I look foolish.
Yeah, you're
I don't think I do look like, foolish.
Okay, well then go for it.
Do I look like a daddy? Do I?
Is there anything wrong with looking like a daddy?
No, I'm just saying.
Nothing wrong with it.
Because I think that's what you mean, that you can't have that if you're a daddy. But I try not to. I try not to look like that. But I don't know what a daddy looks like.
I mean,
he doesn't have slits in his eyebrows.
The shoes that I'm wearing right now are some type of...
What are you wearing?
They're not fur. They're some kind of hair, like pony hair or
something. Pony hair,
something
like that. Yeah. So I struggle with those. You know, I'm like, do I really need to wear these? Like, you know, I'm not 22.
I struggle. So, I wear like shorts sometimes.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm probably too old to be wearing these.
No, you're not.
But my legs are about the last good thing I've got going, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know what your best features
Kelly's
are. And my
legs.
Yeah.
They're white, but when I fake tan them up, it's all right.
Yeah, they look good.
So I keep wearing short stuff, and I know I'm getting to look foolish.
I did hold back from buying these skinny pants this weekend.
Oh,
I held back. I had them already. I was walking up to the register.
You see? Daddy side of you took over.
It was just like they were a size too small. They didn't have my size. So they were like super extra.
Or you would have bought.
Oh, I would have bought.
Sometimes you just got to walk away. I'm walking through the mall. It was last weekend, I believe it was. I'm walking through the mall, and I didn't even look up to see what store I was walking in, but something caught my eye in the window.
And you had to turn around and leave.
I had to walk in. I walked in, and I walked in. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm looking. And then I started looking at that stuff. I started looking around real slowly, Kelly, and the store is kind of dark, and they're playing some kind of... And I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, no, I got to get out of here. This is just
Were you in Abercrombie and Fitch?
Were you in Hollister?
It was one of those.
Did it smell good?
Yeah.
Oh, Hollister, probably.
Hollister.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I got
to go. I don't know why Hollister wants you to shop in the dark.
So good. Yeah.
It's like, I don't get
that. Yeah, I can't see the doggone clothes.
It's like if I buy a plaid shirt and then go make out with my boyfriend in the corner.
I have great shorts. And I have seen teenagers making out in the corner in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely can do that.
And man, it's like when boys are just first introduced to aftershave and cologne. That's what walking into Hollister smells like.
Yeah.
Like overcome. I think they spray it on the light bulbs or something to make it really permeate.
I want to know, whoever works at Hollister, how many sprays they do. I really do want to know that. Before, because you know they spray it every time they go in and open.
Air conditioning system, yeah, something.
And how many minutes do you go without spraying? Is it like every 30 minutes you got to spray? Because it always smells on point in there. Back in school, speaking of shopping at Hollister.
Yeah.
So this Rockwall School PTA alternative fundraiser letter they sent out.
Okay.
Middle school.
So this is the PTA sending this letter to just...
And this is from a middle school in Rockwall, Texas.
All right.
And it says, this fundraiser is in lieu of sending students home with the task of selling door-to-door, collecting money, and delivering goods. Please help us avoid that by supporting our PTA with your donation and helping us achieve our goal to support our students and faculty.
Okay.
Now it says, now they give you a box, and it says, thank you in advance for your support.
What are your options here?
Here are your options. You can give $15.
Okay.
And this is if you do not want to bake, and it says $15. I do not want to bake, so here's your money I would have spent on those cupcakes.
Okay.
Perfect.
So that's for the baking.
Yeah.
$25. I do not want to hit up friends, family, and coworkers, so here's the money I would have spent buying wrapping paper.
Okay, that's fair.
$50. I do not want to walk, swim, or run in any activity that has the word thawn in it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the money I would have spent on my child's free t-shirt.
Word thawn.
Quote unquote. Yeah.
All right.
The next one is $75. I don't want to attend any fancy balls.
Absolutely.
So here's the money I would have spent on a new outfit.
Amen. Okay.
How about them apples right there?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe you want to give your $100 because I really wouldn't have helped anyway. So here's $100 to forget my name. Never contact me.
I can't tell you how many parents would willingly write a check to avoid all that.
And then they leave one for just blank.
Just blank.
So you get to choose what you want to give. I'm sure they want a lot more money than 100. And this is, I am making this donation to express my appreciation for having nothing to buy, sell, or do except fill this form out.
Write a check, man.
This
is Kelly's philosophy right there.
This is genius.
Yeah.
This is genius.
It does beat parents down.
You feel like the worst parent ever, but I don't have time to do all this stuff, you know, and I already feel guilty enough. I can't be a room mother and things like that. I've said that before. How much can I just write a check?
Then you
and
go
not
to your
do it?
Go to your job. You have to get on all your coworkers' nerves. Oh, you do this for my kids. And
my girlfriends and I all have like this. I don't think we've ever verbalized it, but none of us ask each other to buy each other's crap because you
just
have
know
daughters,
it's a whooping.
I have daughters. It's a non-ending cycle. You know, it just never ends.
It's like my friends know. If you get into a pyramid scheme, don't ask me to join it. I'm not going to join it.
How many friendships have you lost over those things?
Oh,
honestly,
a lot.
There are people that we no longer speak to because of those pyramid schemes, because it's ridiculous.
I can't take their phone calls.
Well,
because I know it's going to be about this product or this service or whatever.
And that you're a fool for not seeing the light and joining.
Really? Really, man, I know. And see, my situation, because, you know, I own a business. So, like, man, I know you're a business person, a salesperson. You can appreciate the opportunity to make money. Let me just talk to you for, 10 minutes. I don't want
to
talk.
How about I just give you $10 and then you never talk to me again?
Yeah.
This is exactly what that PTA is doing. That is so smart.
Hopefully it sets the new trend.
You know how I used to make money, though, in middle school and high school, when they used to make us sell candy bars for football? They used to give you the box of chocolates, and it was you're responsible for 25 chocolates, which means you're responsible for $24 or whatever. And then you go sell it, and you turn it back.
25 chocolates, $24.
It was 24 chocolates, I'm sorry. So you're responsible for $24.
Man, that math, really.
So they give you 24 C's candies, and you got to make that money. So what I would do is I would do the markup, and I would sell them for $2.
Okay.
That way, at the end, I would have $48, and 24 of that is mine, and 24 is the school's.
You little thief.
That's not a thief. That's a markup. Supply and demand.
You're the kid that I don't let into my bar. There's these little kids that walk around on the street with this little plastic container full of M&Ms and just different type of products.
Sad puppy dog eyes.
Yeah. Oh,
don't be coming up to my table when I'm sitting on the patio. But I'll send you away.
This is for our softball team.
Yeah.
You haven't played softball.
I came here to do my day drinking in peace. And right. I don't want you standing there with your puppy dog eyes and your mama in the corner when I have to say no.
But this isn't even legit. These kids are just, they go to some big store and get a whole bunch of candy. I assume they pay for it. And then they just walk up down the street and tell you it's for their team. It's not for their team.
How do you know it's not for their team?
They're not even wearing a baseball uniform.
You don't wear your baseball uniform.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
I didn't wear my football uniform when I did that.
I can't. Nah. I'm having a hard enough time selling my chicken wings and my pizza. I'm coming in and trying to sell my
Big customers. Al and I are grumpy this morning.
Jeez.
We sat up too late watching the VMAs. I'm grumpy.
Mess with old folks.
I'm mad.
I'm telling you, Kelly, if I see him come in the door, hey! Kelly, I am not lying. I wish somebody would call and say, I saw Al chase a little kid out of his part of the day. I'm not even lying. As soon as I see that door, because the door kind of squeaks when it opens, hey! Get out of here! Oh, I'm not lying.
You're a grumpy old neighbor.
All right,
run him. Hi, guys. My name is Ron. My son's not going to be able to play baseball because we're not able to afford baseball bats because Big Al kicked us out of his bar.
Put a sign in your yard that you buy everybody's candy then, JC.
And I chase children down the street.
I'm not a fan of putting signs on my front lawn, Kelly.
I'm not lying, man. I never talked about that because I don't want
to
sell
it. I'm telling you, those kids genuinely need money to buy stuff for their sports.
I give some to some of them, but not these. Little scam artist.
No heart at the mat. No heart.
No.
It's a bar.
I'm trying to protect my
That's where you go.
From having to deal with it.
Man.
I chased them.
So disappointed in you too.
I chased them. I'm going to put up a sign. I chase children off of my property.
This is kids trying to get out the streets and get into the field.
Oh, it's hustling just like you did.
Crushing it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I don't know how you guys were feeling about last night, but I was almost anxious to watch because Miley Cyrus was hosting
Bachelor in Paradise?
No, the MTV VMAs.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't anxious because I don't feel like there's anything else she can do short of fornicating on stage, which she comes close to doing anyway.
Right.
And that would be the last thing left.
I knew Kanye was getting his award, and I wanted to see what he was going to do. And it was all the people, like Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift feud and all that stuff that went down. I was just so interested to see how MTV would handle the VMAs and how everything would go down and if there would be drama. And there was some drama.
A little bit.
Now, Jenna is on the phone right now because she's all the way out in L.A. still. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, did you just wake up or something, or you just get back from the
Probably
party?
Probably rolling in right now.
Yeah, I'm in bed wearing pasties.
All right.
As opposed to any other day of the week.
Well, it's just another Sunday night.
Yeah. I know. No, honestly, you guys, this is worst timing. I got so sick when I flew out here.
Oh, really? Yeah, you sound a little stuffed up.
Oh, you got the Big Al Max sickness as well.
Terrible.
Thanks, Al.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Al gave it to me. Al, why'd you kiss me like that?
I know. I'm sorry, Jenna. We should have used protection.
Yes. I know. I'm so interested to hear what you guys had to say about the VMAs because I was in there watching it, and I was so disappointed by so many things.
You were. I really was. And it's probably, and it's way different when you're sitting inside the venue.
Yeah, I know she was disappointed Kanye didn't perform. I know that.
Yeah.
But our questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, go for it. What's up?
No, our questions is because there's debate whether the feud between Nicki and Miley was real.
Yeah.
Some people are thinking that was
staged. I thought it was staged.
Now, before you answer, Jenna, here's the clip. After Nicki Minaj won the award for best hip-hop video for Anaconda. Mm-hmm. She had this.
And now, back to this bitch that had a lot to say about me the other day in the press. Miley, what's good?
Hey, we're all in this industry. We all do interviews, and we all know how they manipulate. Nicki, congratulations.
Classy.
So
yeah,
it seems staged.
It seems staged to me.
I would like for it to be real. What was the atmosphere like inside the venue, Jenna?
I 100% thought it was legitimate, if that makes sense. I 100% did by the tone that Nicki took. Everything was very, in terms of their speeches, seemed very unplanned and very unrehearsed. And the way Nicki, I could watch her on the other stage, and I kept my eye on her when Miley started talking. and Nikki stood there, and the other escorts were trying to get her off the stage, and she didn't want to go. And she kept looking back at Miley, and sources backstage, you know, were saying and telling the other MTV people I knew that it was real and that Nikki was kind of going on a rant backstage about it.
Yeah, here's what I started thinking it might be real, because I just saw a Vine that somebody was taping Miley while Nikki was speaking. And Miley looks like she was completely taken off guard when Nikki said her name.
To address her, yeah.
To address her, yeah. And then they shut off Nikki's mic right away.
Yeah, they did shut off Nikki's mic.
Exactly.
And I think I was disappointed Miley backed down saying they manipulated her words. It would have been better if she'd stood by it and say, kind of like you're behaving right now, Nikki, is why I said what I did. And then just move on.
Yeah. Right.
Instead, she said, oh, they twisted my words.
Well, here's also how Miley responded to Nicki Minaj. Because she was not going
to... She had more to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Artist to Watch Award. The past winners of this award...
Was this it? Yes.
It's the Artist to Watch Award. The past winners of this award have gone on to incredible success. And the past losers of the awards have still gone on to make their mark on the VMA stage.
With a picture of Miley twerking.
I lost this award back in 2008, and I was fine with it. Whatever, because it's no big deal. It's just an award, and I persevered. So here are the nominees still vying for your vote. Congratulations, Nikki.
So, see, and that's why I thought it was staged again, because that whole thing was scripted.
Right, that one was. Right.
But as Miley is talking, she's looking off to her left, which is where Miley Nikki is standing. To her left. And when she said the word loser, she motioned over like she's saying that toward Nicki Minaj, like calling her a loser. But then she was calling herself a loser because she lost the award.
We're chatting with Jenna Owens on the phone. She's in L.A. because she went to the VMAs last night. Was Nicki Minaj still talking while Miley was trying to do her read, Jenna?
She was trying to. I could see her mouthing, you know, like she was kind of yelling, but the stages are a few hundred yards apart, you know what I'm saying? So that goes dark on Nikki's stage.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the dress, but she was standing there looking, and there's two skinny girls who were supposed to escort the award winner off the stage, like at every award show. And Nikki didn't want to move. You know, it would take a lot of effort to move her.
Wow. Now, speaking of the feud that started all of this, that Miley ended up talking about in the media was Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift with the whole why wasn't Nicki Minaj's Anaconda
and it was
up for
watching
best
them,
video.
Fun watching them lip sync together, wasn't it?
Yeah, here you go.
Oh my God.
What's happening? So Taylor Swift comes out and does Bad Blood with Nicki Minaj. And you could tell it was last second because they were definitely lip syncing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But it's cool that they got on there together.
Yeah, that was cool. I was like,
I'm tired of people catering to Nikki's bad attitude.
Well, you don't want to get your butt kicked. Nikki will fight you.
Jenna, where were you sitting?
I'll tell you. I was sitting, I was actually sitting in the balcony overlooking all of this.
Yeah.
The theater that this was in was not very large. So every seat was a pretty good seat. But I spent the majority of my time, you guys, looking at the celebrities in their seats, seeing what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
That performance, I agree, that was straight lip syncing. But what was interesting is watching Taylor, who had taken, her girl gang, as I'm sure you saw, as all of her dates to the show. So there she is sitting next to the Victoria's Secret supermodels and Gigi Hadid and Selena. And when Nicki won that hip-hop award that we were just playing the audio of, I watched Taylor hit all of her girlfriends because she was already standing and make them all stand up. That's so legitimately, kind of plotted out to me, like stand up and we're cheering for Nicki.
Wow, that's cool.
You know, it diffuses everything from Taylor. Taylor's got enough other stuff going on that this is just a noise and distraction. So let's just squash it. I get that.
Yeah.
But,
I
get that. And then I see Chrissy Teigen and Kim Kardashian, you guys. The whole time Chrissy was sitting behind Kim, when Kanye got up to accept an award with John Legend and Big Sean, they're just taking selfies.
Of course they would.
Perfect.
The other big moment, there's plenty of big moments from the VMAs last night, but Justin Bieber is back, and he performed his song, What Do You Mean? Yeah. You know what? And props to Justin Bieber, because he was singing live. You could hear his breath every time he was moving.
He was winded.
He was dancing. He was on point.
I didn't get the harness thing at the end. I thought that was a waste of time.
Yeah, he
bounced like three times and it was done. I don't get that.
He ended up crying at the end of his performance, but before the end of the song, there was a recording of Justin's voice. He had a speech for us.
Life is a journey. Sometimes a battle full of the unexpected. Sometimes we focus on the destination and forget to focus on that journey. But when you fall, it allows you to get up stronger. It allows you not to lean on your own understanding. Give in to faith, believe in something bigger than yourself, and find your purpose.
And then he's flying in the air.
Yes.
Jenna, what was the point of that? Do you know?
I don't know. I was just thinking if you were also tearing up, JC.
Oh, I was cheering.
Did you know tearing up?
Oh, tearing up. I've told you guys this before, and as much as we've made fun of Justin Bieber, I like the guy.
I do too.
I love the guy.
Way back when.
And to see him go from being that little guy that was in here with us at 14 years old to going into that punk jerk mode that he was in.
And you have to understand, his life, I mean,
he's been famous all his life.
You'd be a 15-year-old kid with nobody telling you no and throwing money at you and see how you come out the other side.
And then seeing the Justin Bieber we see now who is genuinely... He regrets his actions.
He's going to mess up a little bit. He's still got a little bit of that bad boy in him, but he's a good kid at heart. He really is.
But I was really proud of him. I felt really happy for him.
I don't think he should have jumped up and down on that harness.
that was weird.
I totally agree with Kelly. I actually totally dig the song, but that harness thing, I was like, maybe this looks great on television, but in person, it was just okay.
It was pointless.
I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
What's the speculation on why he was crying? Just the emotion of the night, or just or did something happen that we don't know about, Jenna?
I don't think his jeans were real tight in that harness.
Seriously,
I'm thinking he got pinched.
Pinching his junk.
He should have had the harness for the falsetto.
Yeah,
that would have been.
And I heard, because I was really mad, Jenna, that they did not cut to Selena Gomez's face during his performance, because that's the money shot of the night.
Right. Jenna probably could hear.
Well, somebody told me that she and Taylor and all them got up and left before he performed. Coward move.
They did. They were, and it was hard to see in the dark, you know, to see the celebrities when the lights were dim for the performances. But, that whole row of girls emptied out. Like, they, you know, anytime the celebrities would have to go to the bathroom.
Maybe they just had to go to the bathroom. Out. That's what girls do.
Yeah,
they know what's coming up. They could have held their pee.
They could have just watched
They're
them.
They're professional
least.
Models.
But at the same time, I understand if
Selena, hold your pee. Yep.
Selena doesn't want to be there for that. Speaking of Taylor Swift, she took home the award that sparked the Minaj Swift Twitter war.
You know, this video was such a collaborative effort. These women helped create their parts, helped write their roles, and decide what they wanted to be. And, I mean, there are two women in the video who I've named cats after. I love them so much. And the fact that, to the fans, the fact that you would vote and give us this bonding experience that we will have forever. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
That was nice.
Mm. Yeah. And they work for free. Didn't know that.
Was everybody cheering for Taylor Swift, or do some celebrities look like they're over her, Jenna? Could you tell?
If I'm being totally honest with you guys, half of that room cleared out before video of the year. People were so turned off by Kanye's 12-minute rant.
I know.
That a lot, and the fact that they could tell that Beyonce wasn't in the crowd. I think people were really hoping that Beyonce was going to win that award for 7-Eleven, and she wasn't there. So everyone kind of put together, well, Beyonce's not here. So she didn't win, and Taylor's going to win, and it was kind of like,
right.
So people started leaking out of there pretty quickly.
Well, speaking of Kanye West, I was thinking about you during this, because I know you love Kanye West's music, Jenna. I know you love his music. And I want to know what you feel after his weird, off-tangent.
Do you call it a speech? I guess you do. It's a rant, if nothing else.
We broke it up because Jenna said it's 12 minutes long,
it
and
just
it's just
made
ranting.
No, I'm just sitting there, I'm
it's
shaking
stupid.
My head.
You're saying I don't understand award shows. MTV exploits, but thank you for my award, MTV.
Right.
It just makes no sense.
So Kanye West won the Video Vanguard Award at the VMAs last night. He talked about disrespecting Taylor Swift when he stormed the stage before.
The problem was the contradiction. The contradiction is I do fight for artists, but in that fight, I somehow was disrespectful to artists. I didn't know how to say the right thing, the perfect thing.
Here's the thing. When you win this Vanguard Award, they let you know way in advance. And most of the people that have won this award have a full-on speech. They have a speech ready to go, and it's poignant. And everybody at the end claps, and it's one of those tear moments.
He reminded me of me telling a story. Because he went all over the place.
Yeah.
He was over here.
I wish you recognize it.
Then he went over here, and then he's back. And then he would take these long pauses, like he's trying to think and be sincere, which I appreciate, but it just didn't make any sense.
It was like, oh, I forgot to talk about this, so I'm going to go back to this. It was just weird. He also was very confused with why the artists were actually there last night.
I still don't understand award shows. I don't understand how they get five people who work their entire life, one, sold records, sold concert tickets, to come, stand on a carpet, and for the first time in their life, be judged on a chopping block and have the opportunity to be considered a loser. I don't understand it, bruh.
Listen to the kids, bruh. And before we get Jenna's opinion and let us know how the room was feeling Kanye's speech, we got to get to Kanye's big announcement at the end of his speech.
Mm. And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
There you go.
We could have guessed that because your speech was so long, because you have on short pants that have come above your ankles.
I'm glad you bring up the outfit, because Kanye and Kim were matching. And it was like, hey, babe, what do you want to wear to the VMAs when I'm getting my Vanguard Award? Do you want to go
brown?
It was like poo brown. You know, it was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Jenna, how was the room feeling Kanye West during that speech?
This is the thing, you guys. You need to separate this, and this is my opinion, and it always will be. I don't love Kanye West, you know, in terms of his personality and him talking like this. I love his music. I think he's a genius musically. I think he's crazy. So I think those two things don't always, you know, they create this wonderful thing, but he's insane when you listen to him talk. I'm glad I'm not going home and sleeping next to him every single night and listening to him talk about himself.
Hey,
but
man.
Everyone was so attentive. You know, when he got up there, I think what MTV does is they tell you, you have 12 minutes, you do whatever you want. Beyonce can perform for 9, her husband can present her with an award, and she can give a great planned minute or two speech. But Kanye decided to say, yeah, I'm going to perform. You know, and that wasn't a performance. It was so all over the place. The room really paid attention until he started talking about Justin Timberlake. He had a moment where he fronted Justin out for crying for not winning a Grammy Album of the Year, and people in the crowd were like, what are you doing, Kanye, sing? There was a lot of that. A lot of people started yelling.
Yeah, I heard some booing at some point. Was there some booing at some point, Jenna?
There was some booing here and there, you know. But the thing is, he had a couple great points in the beginning, and he actually – I always root for Kanye, as I think a lot of people that were in the audience that were doing. You root for him to – redemption. You know, you're like, Kanye, redeem yourself here. Say some nice things. Be humble. But part of me was like, just get up there, apologize, make light of the situation, whatever, and then sing a song, because that is that's why people do love Kanye, if you still can, you know, his music's great. So yeah, I was so let down I didn't get a Kanye West performance last night, because he's off the wall crazy.
Yeah, but his speech is just...
It's ridiculous. Anything else that you noticed in the crowd that we might have missed?
Well, I had seats very close to Nick Vile.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
From the Bachelorette?
Yes. And my girlfriend that was sitting next to me, she was very excited about that. And he was way more attractive in person than, you know, I mean, he's attractive on television. But, yeah, very good looking. And, there, you know, honestly, the red carpet was gorgeous looking. I got to walk up and down the whole thing, but it was on the roof of that actual venue where you watch the award show on television. They moved it in, so it was on the roof, but it was enclosed, if that makes sense. So it was on top of everything, but enclosed, and it was really crazy in there. They let the fans in that you could see, but that was it. There were puppies, And then a lot of the stars just got their photo taken on the step and repeat and would talk to MTV and then leave. So I didn't even get a chance to be rejected by a lot of those celebrities that I had hoped to talk to. But Al Sierra looked so good.
Yeah, she did.
Well, you could actually...
She was next to me.
Sierra was? She was next to you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she did an interview with a radio station next to me. And just as I was about to talk to her... A$AP Rocky walked up, and I grabbed him because you guys know I love A$AP Rocky.
Right. Well, if you want to watch Jenna's red carpet interviews today, you can do that on Dish Nation because we're gonna do that on Dish Nation.
For sure.
You can hear the interviews and more tomorrow morning when Jenna gets back from L.A.
What time's your flight?
Yeah, you guys, I'm gonna go hop on a plane. My flight's in a couple of hours, so I got to get my stuff together and get out of here.
L.A. Rush hour traffic.
Oh, it's the worst. Did you break
Al,
into?
I'm looking forward to see what.
Were you didn't go to any parties because Al gave you the sickness, huh?
You guys, I didn't want to tell anyone. No one cares if you're sick. I've been so sick since I woke up in Dallas to fly out here on Saturday morning, and I just over prepped. Didn't even get to interview some of the huge A-listers I had hoped for.
Right.
But I went to the official after party across from the venue.
Oh,
got
yeah?
a celebrity there. Saw Robert Pattinson's fiance, FKA Twigs. I posted that photo to my Instagram. That was really exciting. She was outside looking bored. Oh. And she was actually really, really nice. And talked to her for a minute. And then I went to Ciccone's, which is this fancy Italian restaurant, because Rihanna eats there every single week. And you know how I feel about her. So I went there hoping to see some celebrities. And it was packed with snooty people, and I didn't see any celebrities, and then I came home.
Man. Dang it. I hate when you go to, like, Hollywood, and then you see zero celebrities. Like, that always happens. Well, Jenna, get home safe, okay?
I will. Hopefully something good will happen. No, I see a lot of C-listers, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, they don't count.
Yeah.
All right, Jenna, get home safe. There she goes, going to the airport. Now, if we see a bunch of celebrities end up getting sick with the Big Al Matt cough.
Oh, man.
We know. You know what happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? The new hit bit we have on the show.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
No.
You don't need that.
Big Al Matt thought that this is the best advice you could possibly get. And you can get it from Kelly Raspberry herself. The thrifty queen.
Okay, because I got one I'm going to throw at you, too, before we take calls. We take calls from people that are kind of debating if they should buy something.
Right.
That they probably don't need, but they really, really want.
Yeah, Kelly's really good at saying,
you don't need that.
You don't need
that. Yeah, you don't need that.
Don't.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got one, like, Twitter's blowing up because of you don't need that, Kelly.
It is?
We have so many. Devin, for instance, wrote us and said, driving my wife crazy at Costco saying, #, you don't need that with every turn.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We have learned so much this show so far. Mm-hmm. We learned that Kanye West is running for president in 2020.
Good luck, Kanye.
We learned that Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj were probably definitely feuding at the VMAs last night because Jenna Owens was there and she told us that it looked like it was real.
She thought it was legit. Yep.
I learned that I'm not going to get those eyebrow slits that I really want. Because Kelly and Al both say I look stupid if I get them.
Yes.
And
thanks for listening.
And now our makeup girl from Dish Nation, Janine, also said that I shouldn't do it.
She confirmed
Thank you.
Okay, good.
That has been confirmed.
Is that enough for you?
Whose opinion do you value most out of those three? Anyone in particular?
Out of those three?
Yeah, just those
specifically?
Three. Yeah.
Janine. Probably Janine because she's a makeup artist.
Okay. She would probably lean more towards the artistic expression.
Yeah.
Sure.
Al and I are just old fuddy-duddies.
Now, if
get out of my
buddy does.
Get out of my yard, your
out
shaved off eyebrow.
Doggone it, daggummit.
Now, if it were between you and Kelly, I value Kelly's.
You know what? I ain't even mad at you. Like, as long as you don't do it. I just don't do anything stupid.
I'm still thinking about
especially
it.
Especially somebody make me look stupid somehow.
How would I make you look stupid if I got my eyebrow slish?
It's possible.
Slits.
No, your mama said, don't hang around those thugs. Hang around somebody.
What's the point
I'm responsible.
Of it?
Yeah.
Is it like a gang sign
no,
or something?
It's just it's fashion.
I didn't make the gang, but this makes me look like I'm a gang member. No, I don't understand.
It just makes you look cool. Like
why,
it's almost,
what's cool about it?
I don't know.
You look like you hit the wrought iron fence like I did when I was a little girl. Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
Like it looks like hair doesn't grow there.
I told Kelly I wanted my eyebrow slits, and she says,
you don't need that.
I don't need that.
You don't need that. It's stupid.
I wonder how much that costs.
I don't want to make the children who already have done this to themselves feel bad, but you need to let that grow back in. Because what happens is one day you're going to shave something off and it's not going to grow back, as some people have found out.
Al, didn't you date a girl who did that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shave off the eyebrows, going to try that little marker thing.
Yeah, the tattoo or whatever.
And they don't always grow back.
See, be careful, children.
Yeah.
Listen to the kids, bruh. We also learned that Kanye kid, Wes wants us to listen to the kids, bruh.
So, how old is Kanye now?
Apparently, he'll be 35 by 2020.
Let's see. How old is Kanye West?
Kanye West for president.
You don't need that.
Thanks,
Kelly.
38.
He's 38.
Oh, he could run now then.
Yeah,
I wonder why
definitely.
He's putting it off.
Well, he ain't got time right now.
So, Kelly, that brings us to this bit. You don't need that. And people are calling in at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-LIVE.
If they're contemplating maybe making a purchase on something that they want.
Right.
Probably
I'm very good at talking people, myself mostly, out of buying things.
You're really thrifty. You like to save that money.
Well,
I do,
practical.
But I spend it. I'm practical.
You're practical.
It's
that,
not
right.
that I
the
don't
word.
Spend money. Like, I just spent a buttload of money on a kitchen remodel, which shows you I'm not that cheap, but...
She's practical.
I'm practical.
And see, that's why I need you. I need you in my life. Because this past weekend, for some unexplained reason...
Oh, no, what'd you do? Did you already do it?
No, I haven't done anything.
Welcome to today's episode of...
You don't need that.
Actually, I think I know why. I was thinking about buying something this weekend. Now, I ain't got any money. I'm just looking online, right? But I heard this song by this dude named Chris Jansen. It's called Buy Me a Boat.
Oh, so you thought about it.
And so...
Oh, boy.
I did. And it's such a catchy song. Buy me a boat.
Sure. Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat.
Okay.
It can buy me a truck to pull it.
Oh, you already got that.
It can buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so.
But...
You can buy me a boat.
And I'm like...
You don't need that.
And so I'm sitting in the bar. I'm like, boats.com. I'm like, oh, man. And see, my problem is this. I want
to... It's hard asking me who just went out on a boat
Yeah, Kelly was doing the nay-nay on the boat.
So just tell me, should I buy a boat?
Well, I'll tell you this. You don't need a boat. You don't need that. But, you know, some of my best childhood memories, my daddy... didn't get a big boat. It was a little boat, but he shared it with another family.
Yeah.
And we would alternate who got it. You just scheduled, this is my boat weekend.
Mm.
A lot of joy. But you know what they say? The two best days of your life is the day you buy your boat and the day you sell it.
Right.
I suggest you make friends with people who have boats.
That's the best advice ever given.
All right.
You offer to bring the beer. You offer to bring all the food. You pay for everything while you're on that boat because it's a lot of money and upkeep for them boat owners.
Right.
I want my own boat.
So, Kelly, Al asked Kelly if he should buy a boat, and Kelly said...
You don't need that.
You don't need that, Al.
Mm. Well, that's why I asked.
But I personally think if you want to buy it, go ahead.
JC wants to be friends with you.
I don't know if you value my opinion on the matter.
Sure I do.
All right.
Sure, I would love to.
Where are you going
to
keep it?
On the dock.
Yeah, in the water.
How much did that cost?
Like a little bit of money. Come on, I was rolling.
I hadn't checked into it.
Come on now.
Hadn't really checked into it.
You rent a boat.
Yeah. All right, Kelly, you ready for your calls?
Yeah.
All right. Anthony, you're up first in.
You don't need that.
Kelly, I really need your help.
Okay.
I'm looking at buying paintball pistols for me and my son for my birthday, which is today.
Okay, well, that's a birthday present. Are these really stupid expensive?
They're $250 a piece.
Oh,
a piece.
That's $500 for two.
How much does it cost to go to the paint gun place and just do it for fun?
It's going to cost me about $25, but then I got to pay, you know, for every round.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Every round, Kelly.
It's one of those things. It's like once you get it, how often do you really think you're going to be paintballing each other?
Well, see, I thought the same thing when I bought my son his first bow, and we shoot it almost every other day.
See that?
So if it's something you're going to use a lot... You think?
Yep.
And it's very painful, these paintballs, I hear.
Yeah, they're very painful. But you can shoot each other in the house.
It'll toughen them up.
You can't do it in the house, JC.
Why can't you do it in the
house?
You
can't do paintball in the house.
Why not? I don't know.
Because paint gets on stuff.
Well, okay, hey, why don't they invent paintballs without paint?
Washable paint?
Yeah.
Where are you going to do the paintball?
We'll do it in our backyard.
See?
We got an acre of land.
Right.
Perfect. Oh, man.
Even better.
You know what? It's your birthday. I think it's a ridiculous expense. But if you can pay your light bill this month, then you can buy them. But
okay,
only if
question.
You can pay your light bill.
Oh,
if you're having
you
to choose between light bill, food, or paintball guns, I'm going to go with the other two things. Otherwise, because it's your birthday, I'm going to say you can have that.
Aww. Okay, I got another question.
Okay.
Oh, two questions.
How do I tell my wife?
You don't need that. You just show up with it. That's one of those situations.
Yeah.
It was your birthday.
Just kind of show up with them, and if she asks, she asks, and if she doesn't, she doesn't.
She's going to ask.
Omit.
She's going to ask.
Yeah, you'll be all right, Anthony.
All right. Thank
Anthony's
you.
Lucky enough to have a yes from Kelly
thank
Raspberry.
You, Anthony.
Only if.
Okay.
Again, a reminder, Kelly, the name of the bit is You Don't Need That.
I know, Al, but I mean, if I just say you don't need that, everything.
Okay. Okay, let's see if Kelly Raspberry will give us one of those.
You don't need that.
With Casey. Casey, what is the purchase you are trying to make?
I'm wanting to get a motorcycle.
Oh, you don't need that.
What?
You don't need that. You see how many people, go Google how many people die on motorcycles.
What kind of bike,
and
man?
You don't need that.
What kind of rocket?
Harley Sportster.
Ooh, Kelly,
is that
it's
a slow
sportster.
One or a fast one?
It's like
it's
a
fast.
Yeah, it's
no.
Fast.
Are you married?
No, I'm 21.
Do you want to get married and make babies one day?
Hey, why live if you're just going to be boring? You got to have some fun.
You can't. Mm-hmm. You should not get a Harley until after you're like 50 years old, because by then you've got sense. No, you've got sense. You won't be running out all over the road getting killed. By then, you know you've got responsibility.
Yeah.
You've got children and a mortgage, and you're not going to take unnecessary risks. So you don't need that right now.
You don't need that.
There you go.
Right. Too young.
There you go.
All right, Casey. Happy 21st,
Casey,
buddy.
I could be saving your life.
Yeah. Say thank
I
you, Kelly.
It.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
Yeah. Kelly Raspberry, saving lives and money.
You don't need that.
Seriously, you shouldn't be riding motorcycles till you're what?
No, man.
When I got
past 30-something.
When I got mine, I think I was 30. I had one for a year, year and a half. I had a Harley Wide Glide.
You never raced it?
No. I was scared of it.
See? Young people aren't scared.
And when I picked it up from the guy that I bought it from, I know we got to get back to the phone. When I picked it up because I didn't know how to ride it, but I was too embarrassed to tell a guy I didn't know how to ride it, right? So I got it in first gear.
It was their own manual, right?
Yeah. So I put it in first gear. And he's standing out in his yard waiting on me to leave. I'm like, okay, see ya. And so I rode it all the way up the street with it in first gear because I didn't know how to change it. I was like, that was me in first gear.
I wish we would have had a video of his face.
You don't need that.
I'm so relieved to get rid of the
thing. Oh, yeah,
he
absolutely. You don't need that. This one's near and dear to my heart. Ricky. What are you trying to talk your wife into? Maybe Kelly Raspberry can do that.
I'm trying to talk my wife into a $500 sleeve tattoo on my leg before I even get my other sleeve done on my left arm. Finish.
Yeah. So you want a tattoo
just
on your left leg.
Finish what you start before you get another one, I guess.
But what's this sleeve going to be themed?
It's going to be themed on fishing. It's going to be a guy in a boat.
Oh, no.
Fish a marlin.
No,
a
you
boat?
Do not need that.
A boat, hit it, Shannon.
You finish your sleeve that hopefully has more meaning than a fish on your leg. Go get the sleeve finished that you started. You don't need that.
Buy me a boat.
I don't need that. My sleeve is my family on my left arm.
I know.
But I have to get the tattoo artist to do something before you can finish my other one.
Why?
Told me. Because the guy that actually did my tattoo isn't doing tattoos anymore. So I have to get this guy's approval on his work before I can get my sleeve.
Go look at references. You don't have to have your body as a reference. You gonna let him? You gonna test him out on your body and something permanent?
If you get your tattoo on your boat, you can ride on my boat for free.
You don't need that.
What kind of boat you got?
I don't have one yet. I don't have it yet. But
Kelly just talked about it.
Let somebody try it out on your leg. Go get his references. Look at past customers.
So mom and wife are saying no, and Kelly Raspberry saying...
You don't need that.
No.
I'm sorry, Ricky.
Sorry, dog.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Look how disappointed he is, Kelly. You just ruined his life.
He's going to let the man practice on his leg.
That's why we're doing the bit.
This is why I love the bit. See, that's
how it goes.
I love right there, because... We're so defeated when y'all say you don't need that. But
that's
it's
ridiculous.
But it's just what y'all are put here on the earth to do, to tell us we don't need to do whatever it is that
exactly.
we want to do.
All right, good luck, bud. I bet you he'll still get it.
I wouldn't let somebody practice on me before they finish something else.
No way.
That's what he was doing.
I know. Well, I'm sure it's an artist. He
practice
just wants to see what
tattoo.
It looks like before he goes to the family one.
Oh, that'd be a great name for a tattoo shop. Practice tattoo.
Practice tattoo.
Right? Somebody's got to be your first.
Oh, man.
Then you walk in and it's Allen Iverson. You talk about practice.
Practice tattoos.
Hey, Nicole, what does your boyfriend want to add?
He wants to add a covered parking awning to our house. I told him he doesn't need it. There's only enough room for one car under the covered parking, so of course it's going to be his. When it's my house, but he needs it, apparently. So let me know if he needs it.
What's he drive?
All right.
He drives a Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah, well, I think covered parking is important, but it's your house.
Right.
You know?
It's going to increase the value of the house, though.
Yeah, you do. I think that's something that's pretty important. You need, if there's a bad storm coming, you know your car's going to be destroyed unless you have it covered. I mean, I think that's a...
For the hail and stuff?
I hate to tell you, but I think that's a good purchase. But I don't want him to say, well, I built it, it's mine, but it's your house.
Well, I told him he could have it done if he wants to pay for it. But I have, since I've had my car since I turned 16, my car is always parked outside. There's not enough room under the garage at my mom's house.
Right.
But he just insists that he needs it covered.
And Kelly, you say?
Well, if he's willing to pay for it and it's not costing you anything, go ahead. Because it does increase the, like Al said, it just adds value to your home.
Typically, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let him know. He's going to be very excited.
Yeah, because it doesn't cost you anything, and you're going to benefit from it when you get ready to sell your house.
Congratulations, Nicole. You got a covered parking.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You know, the boyfriend's in there going, yeah, right. Kelly Raspberry is my favorite
now.
She
made that.
Oh. Man, I need covered parking.
Yeah, everybody needs a covered parking.
Big Al.
Yeah.
Kelly Raspberry just told you you don't need a boat.
Uh-huh.
How about a dude telling you you don't need that?
Oh, no.
Ben. You have a message for Big Al Mack. What is it?
Al, do not buy a boat.
Why not, Ben?
Well, you know what boat stands for, right?
What? No, I don't.
Bust out another thousand.
Yeah. I've never heard that. I've never. So what did you have, or what do you have?
We have a 26-foot speedboat. It's a power boat. It's got a big 454 big block in it, but... It is the third motor we've had to put into it.
Ooh.
We have $5,000 just into this motor. We have $2,000 into the interior. Mm-hmm. We have $1,000 into the paint job.
Mm.
I give you $2,500 for it right now.
Oh.
Hey, easy. You almost made him curse. Ben, thank you so much for helping out with
another $500 for the trip.
You don't need that.
Yeah.
I was out there on the water. I mean, you're sitting on that boat.
I know.
The breeze is so nice. The big old full moon in the sky is so peaceful.
I know.
That was somebody else on somebody else's dime.
It's not his.
You know what I mean?
Listen to Ben.
I've had friends with boats in the past. It's always cool to go out there. And yeah, you're right. Yeah. I don't know.
Did we talk you out of it?
Having your own. I don't know.
Again, I still think you should get it. We'll take one last one here from Ashley. Ashley, what do you want to buy?
Vaporizer.
A vaporizer.
Kelly, do you know what a vaporizer is?
For drugs?
Oh, you mean the the smoking thing?
Is that for drugs?
Like the smoke shop.
Well, let her tell me.
Well, the reason is my mom actually is having a baby, and I'm 19 years old. My mom's having a baby, and I don't want to be smoking around her. It'd be healthier for me. It'd be healthier for her. And I just really need to quit smoking, but I can't seem to quit cold turkey. And it's like a $250 vape, though.
Whoa.
But it's going to hopefully help you
quit smoking,
which will save you money in the long run and medical bills and cigarette costs.
Right.
So I think people that smoke those vapor cigarettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They look silly, but, I mean, it's worth your health. So I'm going to tell you you can do that, and hopefully you'll be able to kick that habit, too. And good luck to you, because I know that's a hard thing to quit.
Well, thank you, Kelly. By the way, I listen to y'all every morning, and y'all literally make my day better every morning.
Well, thank you.
Ashley,
and good
thank you
luck,
so much.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Good luck vaping.
Yeah. Get that vape going. Have you tried them yet, Al? The vape?
No.
Don't even look at me. No.
You haven't even tried it a little bit?
I won't even do a hookah because everybody's sucking on the same pipe. That's so gross.
No, they have covers.
I don't care.
But they got vape shops now. That's where people go and
go vape.
Yeah.
Go vape. Go do the vape thing.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ranting raspberries in full effect this morning.
Oh, come on.
What were you just ranting about, Kelly?
There was no bacon in my bowl. okay?
Well, Kelly.
You don't need that.
Kelly has this thing that we get down at the deli called, we call it the Kelly Bowl.
Kelly Bowl. It's the same thing every time.
And the good folks down at the deli they know how to do
it. All right. Steven, the intern, please enter the lion's den. You're the one ranting. I need you to be honest with our intern because it's his first day.
I already yelled down the hall. There was no bacon in my bowl.
Poor guy had his headphones in so he couldn't hear you.
There's no bacon in Kelly's bowl.
Steven.
But see, somebody's already taken the blame for Steven. So
yeah, he took
Steven,
a bullet.
Maybe Nick was lying to protect the new innocent Steven.
Steven, how dare you not have
Steven doesn't know my
bacon
order.
In the bowl.
Steven, this is Kelly Raspberry. I'm sorry.
Lovely
this
to
is
meet you.
Mrs.
Steven,
Kelly
the
Raspberry.
New intern.
Ms. Kelly Raspberry.
What's going on, Steven?
Not nothing much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Steven.
Oh,
why'd you mess up Kelly's bowl?
Yeah. did you know you messed it up?
Did I mess it up?
Well, she says no bacon.
There's no bacon in my bowl.
Did you hear her screaming? Oh, he added the headphones in. See, I told you, he didn't know. That's what.
Wow.
But like I said, I'm a TV radio broadcast student. I always wanted to be in radio. I actually idolized the show
Did you think
so? You're very upset that I'm disappointed in you, right?
Yeah, I am very.
I can tell.
Did you think that your first day of interning would entail multiple trips to the deli to get Kelly's bacon bowl?
I don't know. I assumed that it was going to be something like that.
Yeah.
I was like,
well, look what I've got.
Good Lord.
Kelly got her bacon.
Oh, there's more.
There are 10 slices, Kelly,
and
all.
Thank you, Deli. Thank you, Eric.
Even when I went to the deli, though, they said, like, hey, yeah, you want the Kelly bowl? I was like, yeah, give me the Kelly bowl.
Here. Oh, so it was their fault.
What happens when you yell that there's no bacon in your bowl?
Oh, Eric's listening right now. Eric at the deli, what's up, bro?
Thank you, Eric.
Listen to the kids, bro.
See, my bowl, it's a delicious blend of scrambled eggs, peppers, onions, jalapenos, avocado, bacon.
And only our deli can do that.
With picante sauce drizzled on the top. It's a lovely thing I look forward to a couple times a week.
Did you get that down?
No, it's,
you got that?
It's fine.
I'm going to have to write that down.
You got that, Steven?
Make sure it's straight. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Steven.
No, definitely.
Well, so you're going to be doing videos for us and all that?
Video and audio editing.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, make it sound good.
And deli runs.
Yeah, and deli runs.
Yes.
Definitely, definitely.
That was your first official, and that's okay. You can only go up from here.
Yeah.
Single, Steven?
So bad.
Single, or you got a lady?
No, I'm single, man.
Single and ready to mingle?
Yeah, single and ready to mingle. I love it.
How old do you think you are? 19?
No, I'm 21.
21.
21. Yeah. Fun fact about you?
Fun fact. I DJ on the side.
You DJ on the side. Oh, look at that.
Maybe you can become one of the Kid Nation DJs.
Well, actually, I do DJ with Kid Nation DJs. Jay Savez.
Well, there you go.
Come on.
Done.
And I'm being told you passed something this morning.
Oh, yeah. I passed a kidney stone this morning. Before I got here.
Thursday?
Yeah.
And you still came to work?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
Wow.
It's not the first time I passed a kidney stone, so it's kind of like, all right, I know what to do at this point, but...
I heard it's painful.
Which is what?
It is very painful.
You just hold on until it's over?
Yeah.
What else can you do?
And there's nothing else you can do other than just...
Is it like backed up and then just shoots out like, pow?
I mean, it's probably after it blasts your to your bladder. It's a done deal, man. So
wow.
Okay. All right.
Major brownie points for coming in this morning after passing a kidney stone, Steven.
I don't do pain stuff well. I don't know if y'all know that about me.
Right.
Anything that's like that, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it.
You know what makes it better?
What?
Bacon.
Bacon doesn't matter. All right, Steven, get back in there.
All right.
Good to have you, buddy.
Would you like a piece of bacon, Steven?
Are you trying to seduce someone with bacon?
We have a lot of bacon over here.
Yeah, we do. We got like a half a pig.
I think whole pig gave his life for this.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's football season.
Yes, it
officially.
Is.
We can officially say
speaking
it's
of pigs,
football season.
What? Pigskin.
Pigskin.
Thank you.
Look at Kelly Raspberry. That transition right there. That segue.
All
right. Now, we've been telling you for a couple weeks to send us a picture of the space you would like to turn into a fan cave.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, we got so many. So many great spaces to turn into a legitimate fan cave.
Everybody wants to do this. You're going to have your own little cocoon to watch sports, man.
Oh, yes. But only there can only be one winner, Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Snickers.
And thanks to Snickers, Denise Butler, your dream has come true. You get your very own fan cave. Congratulations.
Are you kidding me?
No, we're not kidding.
Hey, Denise.
We're for real, Denise.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. You can create
I love you guys. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. Thank you for sending us the picture. Denise, you took time out of your day, sent us a picture of your house, so now we know what it looks like. You can create the ultimate space to cheer on your favorite team with the big fan cave giveaway.
Well, now, you want it now.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Now you get $2,500 towards making your dream a reality. So you do whatever you need to do to make that space legit.
Oh, Oh, my gosh, you guys. I love you so much. I've been a listener for 10 years, and you crack me up all the time.
Thank you,
Denise.
I bet
she would not mess up the deli room.
No, she would not. She knows Kelly wants some bacon.
She would double check. Just to be sure, there is bacon in here, right?
Is this fan cave basically for you or for your husband or both?
It's for the family?
For my husband.
Yeah.
It's for my husband.
All right.
Yes.
What a good wife.
Who are we going to be cheering on?
We are going to be cheering on Alabama.
Oh,
Alabama.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Roll Tide. And the Patriots.
The New England Patriots?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, big day in court for the New England Patriots.
I do like your boy Tom Brady and the Gronkowski and Amendola. I'll give you that.
Oh, that's right. Awesome.
Roll Tide, baby.
Question, Denise, because you did send us a picture of the space. Are you going to keep the Christmas tree there?
Yes, because it's decorated in Alabama. Roll Tide.
So year-round Christmas tree.
Oh, you have a year-round Christmas tree? You really do?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome, Denise. Now, here's a bonus for you. Not only do you get $2,500 to make that happen, you do whatever you need. The TV, the decorations.
Whatever you want.
Projector screen, whatever you need, $2,500. But here's the thing. One of us from the Kidcratic Morning Show will come to your house this season for a football viewing party. How cool is that, Denise?
That is awesome.
Now, you say you've been listening for 10 years, so that makes you for real, part of the Kid Nation family.
Okay.
Now we need to know, who would you like to come over to your house? You have Jenna? Yeah, Kelly Raspberry, probably the most avid football fan here.
Yeah.
You better have bacon. Whoa.
You have Big Al Mack, who may not show up because he has football games at his bar. And you have me, JC.
Oh, it's such a hard decision. I love you guys all so much. And I wish you all could come.
I know you do.
I'm going to go with JC.
What?
Yeah!
That
really?
Choice. That was
That's really nice.
That was the greatest choice you could have made right there.
I'm celebrating.
Right. Big Al, I wanted you to come too, but I'm afraid you'll be at your bar. So
probably will. The Alabama alumni is coming this year as well.
Yeah,
so you'd fit right in. You come on down there anytime you want.
Oh, awesome!
All right,
don't try to steal my party, mate. Congratulations, Denise! Enjoy your $2,500. Have a great
Thanks
football
so
season with your Tide and with your Patriots. And
thank you. I love you guys.
Love you more.
Denise.
And a big thanks to Snickers, the official chocolate of the NFL.
The what?
The NFL.
Oh, okay.
That was for my Hispanic peeps right there.
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.
Kelly, I have to indirectly thank you for something.
Oh, wow.
Because you have instilled the art of saving money in me.
Oh, good.
Just by being around you and seeing how good you are with getting the best deals, I've picked some of that up.
Rub some of that on me.
Yeah, rub up on Kelly and get that out, because it also helped me out with my wife, because I came home from being out, and my wife looked at me and she goes, "You were right."
Oh.
I have no idea what she's talking about, but she said I'm right. So this is why I love the phone nowadays, because it has the recording device on there, and I said, well, I got to document this, because my wife will not say I'm right very often.
You don't hear those two words?
Most
very much?
Yeah, because I'm not. I'm usually not right.
Okay.
But I came home and she goes, "You were right." And I said, "Hold on. Let me get my phone out." And she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I want to record this moment forever and ever." And this is what I was right about, apparently.
Okay. Do you remember Kaysen's birthday when he turned one?
Not really.
Do you remember the theme or anything?
Nope.
Do you remember where we were?
I think San Diego.
Yeah, we were in San Diego. And remember, my dad watched him that day so me and you could go get birthday party supplies?
Uh-huh.
And we got in a huge fight.
Because I still think that kids are not going to remember any of what happens in the first 3 years of their birthday party.
Right.
They're not going to remember anything. I think you
all
should
about
spend
pictures, though.
Yeah, it's pictures. You should spend $20, take a bunch of pictures, and you're really happy.
Agreed.
That's not what my wife wanted to do that year. She wanted to spend a lot of money.
Because
you were mad at me for spending too much money on party supplies.
Yeah, I remember that.
You were saying it's expensive.
Right, because he's not going
to
remember.
You said, told me to go to the dollar store, and I said, "Ew, I'm not going there. They don't have good stuff. Nothing would match."
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, today I went to the Dollar Tree
uh-huh.
for
mm-hmm.
Chloe's birthday. They had $1 frozen Elsa napkins. Mm-hmm. $1.
Interesting.
So I just want to tell you, you were right.
Thank you.
Only 2.5 years later.
Thank you.
Listen to me. I've been telling you about
Kelly.
The Dollar Tree.
I've been telling her.
It's only store for how many years?
Did you hear me? I told her, let's go to the Dollar Store, and she said, no, they're not going to have what we need.
Down?
She just stumbled across it and saw they had Elsa.
They have princess stuff there.
Yeah.
They have Disney stuff at the Dollar Store. I'm telling you.
I'm going to go to one of these days.
You should, Al.
I don't know where one is.
They have anything you need.
Yeah.
Everything.
Dollar.
Now, it's not always a dollar anymore.
No, some of them are a little more.
Well, you can't,
you
can't
can
call it
most
that,
things in there for a dollar.
Well, look at that. Got myself a bunch of decorations for like $5.
Done.
They have medicine in there?
They do.
Yeah, they got medicine.
They do.
I told you I was going to take some cough medicine the other day, and I looked in my bathroom cabinet, and it was like it expired in 2010.
Yeah. They have name brand things in there. Sometimes it's closeout deals. They, I mean, seriously.
They have clothes?
And they have, you know, not non-name brand, but yeah. The ingredients, if you look, compare, and they'd be the same ingredients.
Yeah. Instead of like G.I. Joe, they have like C.I. Joe.
Y'all let me know, and I'm going to give you a list. Go by there and pick some stuff up.
No, I need, go on your own.
I need some soap right now. I'm out of soap. I've been bathing with washing powder and stuff. You know, Tide.
No, you have not. You're lying.
I was just trying to joke.
I do bathe with that if I'm out.
You put Tide in your bath water?
Yeah.
Here's some cats because of that awkward joke. Much better.
It's real slippery. It makes the bath, the surface of the bathtub really slippery.
I think that would be very irritating.
Right. Why are we listening to cats?
Because it's better.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.